Welcome to Inside Swindon Net Support with top guests and top tips.
So, hi, welcome to another episode of Insights. We're here at Bet 2024. I'm Mark Anderson, the head of education at Net Support, and I'm really excited to bring a conversation to you with Kate Wiles from Nottingham College. Hiya, Kate, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Enjoying Bet, it's been fabulous so far. Very good. Great stuff.
I had some lovely chats and a few giggles with Kate before we started the recording. Seems she's doing some really interesting work at the college around game-based learning and new technologies. One thing that struck me straight away from the conversation about immersive space.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of AR, or XR, if you call it, because that encapsulates all of them.
Sure.
What's going on at the college? What are you doing?
We have installed our first, and not our last, immersive space. It's over at our base of the campus, and what we wanted to bring to, for our students is a full immersive experience that hits every brief that we've got for TLA. Get them out of the classroom, you know, physically engaging into a brand new space, a learning space. So we're looking at technologies like ThingLink to make our own content.
Yeah.
We're doing escape rooms in there. Yeah, that's kind of the newest exciting nugget that we've got in Nottingham College at the minute. Following up with some really, really great, we've kind of fallen back in love with VR lately. So we've invested in some Meta headsets. We're working with Body Swaps, again, ThingLink, to create content for that. And sort of really embed these fantastic bits of technology into our teaching and learning.
Great stuff. Well, if you can dive a little bit deeper into that for a second, if that's all right, Kate. It's fair to say, and I think you'd agree, and it's interesting to say you've fallen back in love with VR headsets.
Yes.
That they haven't necessarily had as much impact as many early adopters might have wanted for them. So, have you got any sort of insights or experiences? Because, you know, there are many people who really want to explore these fantastic opportunities with technology. You know, technology provides us with the opportunity to do things that wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the technology, right?
Yeah.
It's an amazing, amazing tool to support and enhance teaching and learning. But again, the headsets and the like haven't really had that kind of impact. How are you ensuring they have the impact at the college? And what sort of activities are you doing? And what sort of insights can you share that are being used to viewers?
Well, from working with our careers people, we're doing mock interview situations. We are looking at virtual fashion shows for our fashion students. Where that's actually just happening right now, so it's quite an exciting project that we're working on. We're actually getting the students to build content that would actually be obviously delivered through the headsets. And that's going out to kind of external people and also for industry as well can see that. So, yes, a few examples there.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Someone I know based out of Bristol, Antonia Forster, she's won a few awards for this. She's a Unity developer what have you, but in her own time, she developed this LGBTQ museum with different artifacts and things that students can sort of go and visit and experience and things. I guess it's about making those experiences really authentic, isn't it? And making it so that, again, it gives those students that opportunity to do things that wasn't possible for that tech.
Sure, yeah, and just touching on that, we deliver Minecraft education at Nottingham College, and a recent project that we've undertaken is to create a stage for our SEN students who wouldn't normally want to perform on a stage. To be honest, it actually petrifies a lot of them, but they wanted to do an end of year performance. So what better way than doing it in a program like Minecraft, where they're building their little avatars off themselves, and off they go on that stage. So we're really looking forward to the end result of that project when they do their final production towards the summer.
Oh, that's brilliant, and it's really authentic as well. My own son, he's a lot younger than your students will be, but he has a stammer. But he wanted to sort of present and share and things in his school, but didn't feel like he could stand in front of his peers. He did the exact same thing. He built the artifact to demonstrate what we're talking about in Minecraft, and then did a screen recording of himself over the top. It took a few takes. He was confident with what he was saying and things. But it made all the difference to him, and that's where again technology can make a difference. Now, you were talking about Minecraft and talking about gamified experiences. Have you got any other examples of how you're doing that sort of thing at Nottingham College?
Obviously, obviously with our headsets, we're starting to explore different software that we can put into them to kind of give that kind of game-based activity as well. I think there's something that we're looking at for the construction site, which involves health and safety and hazards and things like that. So a bit more serious than the Minecraft content. So, that's kind of one of the big things. It's all about the headsets at the minute. Obviously, with the immersive space, we can do escape rooms in there.
Yeah.
But also different activities. The world's your oyster with that, really. It's just what do you want to put in there. Our students decide. We do almost like interactive games like aliens splatting walls and things like that. But, we can also go into cardiac arrest. So it's kind of... the technology, if you've got it, is absolutely brilliant. We are thinking of putting in another immersive room at one of our other campuses where we are training our students to spray cars. So the bill for the pain at the minute is unreal.
Yeah.
Nottingham College is striving to be more sustainable. So by embedding technology, like what we've got now, we're going to save so much money on the pain and also give our students that kind of future ready feeling.
That's great. I mean, I've used tools like Google Tilt Brush to do this sort of artwork and things in virtual spaces, but that's fantastic. And often, and I think that's a really good use case actually, often the entry point for VR is so high that can be seen as being prohibitive, but when you think about the opportunities it provides to do things as you've explained there, actually, the offset of the alternative cost is huge, isn't it? That's brilliant, a brilliant example. Thank you, Kate.
And also with our fashion students, the amount of money spent on materials that aren't necessarily going to be in the end project, we're hoping to kind of explore different avenues with VR with that one as well.
Yeah. Cool. Well, listen. I know you're very busy. We're here live from the Pet Arena. If people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that, Kate?
Search me on LinkedIn. It's Kate Wiles. Also Twitter. Just reach out. It'd be great to talk to people about like-minded things.
Great stuff. So we'll make sure that Kate's contact details for LinkedIn and Twitter. I think it's Kate Wiles anyway, isn't it? W-H-Y-L-E-S on X. So please do reach out. I've loved our conversation. She's clearly got an awful lot to share. So thank you very much.
Thank you
to you for joining us for another episode of Insights Live from Bet on the Net Support Stand. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. See you in the next episode. Thanks. Bye.